USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators continues to negotiate over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after a vote to advance debate on the framework of that bill failed earlier this week. Senator Bill Cassidy says the group has made progress towards a final bill, which they hope to bring to the Senate floor early next week. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that they've overcome some differences to make progress.
There's some thorny issues, but we can get it done. And the infrastructure bill, as your guy pointed out, is not the Bernie bill, not the kind of reckless spending and taxation that the Democrats want to do. This is about roads, bridges, and highways. I think it'll be good for our country. I think we can get it done.
And thousands took to the streets in France Saturday to protest a bill being considered by the country's Senate that would mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and create a vaccine passport to enter restaurants. The French government says it's trying to speed up vaccinations as new cases spike in the country while trying to avoid lockdowns. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
97 victims have been confirmed in the collapse of a beachfront condo in Surfside, Florida. That's 97 families that have closure, but one family still waits. Here's Mike Fortier.
54-year-old Estelle Hedaya remains the lone unaccounted victim from the tragedy that happened 1 month ago Saturday. Her brother Ike says the waiting game is a little tough.
It's just long. It's been a month now. And that's a little too much for my parents, a month, you know. 1 week, 2 weeks. If she told me it was going to be 2 weeks, I would have told her you're crazy.
While the wait can be agonizing, Ike tells CBS 4 News in Miami he takes comfort knowing his sister is in heaven.
I know my sister's in the right place right now. And I know she went out on top, and I know she's going to be fine. And I know, especially with this wait, her soul's totally pure now, and she's going to just go straight up.
The Hedayas are Jewish, and Ike says according to Jewish law, you can't have a funeral until the remains are found, so the wait continues. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A known gang member previously convicted of attempting to smuggle migrants into the U.S. was arrested on the southern border this week as Border Patrol agents continue to deal with increased illegal border crossings. Tom Holman says that along with that increase in people comes an increase of criminals and gang members. The former acting ICE director tells Fox News that some gang members blend in with family units to ensure that they get released.
They know that 40%, 4 out of 10 border patrol agents are no longer on the line because they're dealing with humanitarian crisis. So they're taking a risk of making entry. So if they caught that many, how many didn't they catch? How many of that 300,000, you know, where criminals got away? And look, and criminals and gang members also embed themselves into this as a child, as a part of a family unit, because when we did Operation Matador, when I was life director, we did Operation Matador in New York City and Long Island, we arrested 475 gang members, mostly MS-13. And guess what? 42% of them, 42% enter this country as an unaccompanied alien child or family group. So it's just not who we're aware of. It's just not who gets away. It's about these family groups you may see. They're not what they always people always think they are. Many of them are gang members and criminals. And 42% of the gang members is a high number. And they'll bend themselves in these groups to get released.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.